Hello, everyone. Here's a quick day trade example. Very simple method that you can use quite easily on your own. So you can see my text at the top. Basically, you know, when you're day trading, you want to look for stocks that are taking volume. That's the easiest thing to do for breakouts. So what I like to do is I like to look at FinViz. That's a free service. They have a paid service, but I use the free service. I don't pay for anything. And I simply run a scan based on the stocks taking the most volume that are up the largest percentage. Okay. And I sort them by that. So I provided a link to the scan I use right here. It says, here's a link to my FinViz scan. So what you see is these stocks generally have a huge run up in the morning on big volume. I don't chase that morning run up. Okay. I don't chase that. What I do is I note them, some of the ones that look the best. Then later on in the morning or in the day, I view the 5-minute chart. That's my preferred time frame. I have a few moving averages on there, such as the 9 EMA, the 20 EMA, the 9 and 20 EMA. And what I do is I look for consolidation. A lot of times after the initial morning run-up, these stocks will flag out, maybe form a bull flag or pull back to those moving averages. The MACD may recycle. And so I look for a decrease in volume on the pullback. I look for an entry. I said maybe a bull flag, falling wedge, maybe a low-risk buy-in to the moving averages, something like that. So here's an example today. So if you look at image number two here, this is FinViz. This is the scan. So you can see I'm scanning for stocks that are trading over 150% relative volume. You see that in the middle, it's highlighted yellow. So SPU showed up right at the top today, pretty much. So I knew that was one to watch. So if we look at the 5-minute chart, which is image number three below, notice the big run-up in volume in the morning. Then it petered out, hit 843. Then it pulled back for the next couple hours on light volume. Notice the volume decreased. You had a falling wedge pattern into the 20 EMA there, the blue moving average. The 9 started coming in. So you had a logical, you know, tradable pattern there, falling wedge. Again, these will sometimes form bull flags. Sometimes the consolidation will take longer, or they'll form a breakout where they break out above the previous day high. But anyway, this was a nice low-risk entry right there, and then it had a big pop after that. I sold it for a nice profit. So that's an example of a simple day trading method that I like to use, using FinViz, noting the top stocks, then viewing the 5-minute charts later in the day. Hope that helps you. Talk to you later. Have a good day. Thanks.